Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Jessica Moser, Senior VP of Small Business, especially business at MetLife. And we're talking about the U.S. MetLife U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Index. Okay, Jessica, the big challenge right now, the big headwind for small businesses is no longer not enough business, not enough profit. It's not even directly healthcare like it was as much back, say, 10 years ago or 20 years or 15 years ago. Today, the number one challenge for, I mean, if you ask 100 small business owners what their number one challenges are, 99% of them will say, I can't find qualified employees. And what we're coming down to now, and you, I think your index is helping with this, is we're realizing that it's not just about being able to find people. It's not being able to do a better job of interviewing them. It's not being able to, you know, pay them enough. We've got to be a lot more analytical and a lot more, do a lot more to reach the expectations of the candidate, whether it's keeping someone or bringing somebody on new. It's a lot more sophisticated today than it was, isn't it?
It really is. It really is because even to your point, right, even when business owners, small business owners get people to walk in the door to interview for the job, they're not happy with the quality of prospects that they're seeing. And, you know, generally less than half are saying that they're good or excellent. So that means 55%.
Are they giving you specifics about what's turning them off?
Not in this level of detail.
One of the surveys I've reported on, Jessica, say that the people don't know how to act when they show up for an interview. They don't know how to dress.
Yeah, I've read that. I've read that as well. I agree.
What, they're late showing up, or they don't have a driver's license if they need to be able to get to work or drive a company vehicle, or maybe they can't pass a blood test. I mean, it's not just that we can't find welders who can weld. There are other things, and this is what's exacerbating it, isn't it?
It's true. And I think the other piece of it is when you find that good, a potential employee, you gotta figure out what resonates with them. Like, I think generally employees, and we've talked about this a bit, employees' view of work has changed, right? They're not just going to work in whatever is the first place that makes an offer. They really are looking for a company that reflects their values. They see work as the center of their financial life. And so there's salary, there's benefits, you know, and then when I think about the fact that people are unsure, small business owners are unsure how to offer those benefits, like I feel like there's a real need there. Because that one person can make such a difference,
right.
You know, maybe there's a way to access the expertise. I'm a big fan of brokers to help provide that expertise. Mm-hmm. They can often find advantages.
And there are companies who have products out there. There's a whole industry of companies, folks. MetLife's one of them. There's a whole industry of companies out there that offer products, granularized, individual products for many different layers of healthcare consideration. It doesn't have to be the overarching great big write one huge check for all the healthcare. It could be smaller applications too, right? And all of these things, payroll withheld, are to help tie your people, either attract people or tie them, and I hate to use the word tie them to you, but it connects them to you in a stronger way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it helps you retain them in a way that makes sense. And it doesn't have to break your bank, because there are ways, because you're totally right. Your small businesses are competing against larger businesses, but there are benefits like legal that can work for a small business and their employees that can be employee paid. So you as a small business owner are offering that to them in a way that they couldn't get if they were an individual. But even as a small business owner, you're offering it to them at a lower rate.
There's all kinds of different ones that you can choose from, folks. So be sure to check it out. Find out ways. Look into these reports that we're reporting on. Give us that website again, Jessica. How do we find the survey?
Oh, the report is www.sbindex.us.
Okay, sbindex.us. All right. Hey, Jessica, good job today. We'll see you next time.
Yes, I look forward to it, Jim.
Jessica Mosher, ladies and gentlemen, with MetLife, a great company. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.